Quick-witted and loved by Melbourne? That's Fifi, Fev and Byron. The only thing quicker and more loved? Ultra-fast NBN on supercharged speed with iPrimus. Plus 1 month free for a limited time. Visit iPrimus.com.au. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
While I was busy on Channel 10's The Project last night, Sophie Monk was on A Current Affair. And I wanted to talk about this. I obviously missed it. I was busy on another network. But this was an interview I think we were all waiting for. And we know that obviously Sophie's been very public and open about her journey and her looking for love. Then, you know, deciding that she was in love with Stu, choosing to be with him, all the speculation about is it fake, isn't it fake? Then they've had this holiday in Canada and she revealed last night that, yep, that's where they broke up, and a few issues that she was reluctant to go into because children are involved, which I totally respect, and I take my hat off to her, because when kids are involved, the less you make public, the better.
Yeah,
to protect, you know, innocent people. But it was interesting that she opened up about the fact that she's really keen to have kids. And I know that about Sophie, even knowing her personally. She wants to be a mum, and she is very aware of her age, and she's 38. And more these days, we know that medical professionals are saying to girls and to ladies, don't wait too long. And Sophie opened up last night to Layla McKinnon, and she said, yep, I know what I've got to do now.
I'd love to be a mum. I'm going to have to freeze eggs at this point, which I'm willing to do and I'm looking into right now. I've made a plan. It's just the injections and all that stuff fitting into the schedule.
You're serious about that. That's not a headline.
I don't need any more headlines.
So, Boxy, what do they say the age over 40 don't have babies? Is that
no,
what it is?
No.
Because a 50% chance of things going...
It drops drastically. Yeah. The quality of eggs deteriorates.
And
so, your chance of conceiving, it becomes... It's heavily reduced.
And something else I don't understand.
Yeah.
What's the process of the injections and the freezing? So they can be freezed for a period of time, a long time?
A long time. Forever.
So anyone... So if you're 23 and you go, oh, okay, I'm going to... I've just done 4 years of uni. I want to be a woman that's... A businesswoman, I want to work,
yeah.
So I'll freeze my eggs now and then I can use them again in 15
Absolutely.
Years.
And that's the option. That is, they're suggesting, I think that's what they're saying, do it in your 20s so that in case you need them in your 40s rather than start freezing them in your 40s.
Because you might have less.
Yeah. Well, the quality deteriorate, right, you might not have as many eggs. And it's
so interesting.
Well, what is interesting is...
Boys are so lucky.
Yeah, you are in that way. You don't have that biological clock issue. And I think what's really interesting with Soph, and you can almost hear the panic has set in, and I think that would happen to a lot of women these days. When you're dating in your 30s, and I remember when I broke up with one of my boyfriends when I was 33, and that was the first time I experienced the thing I like to call panic. Because I remember going, whoa, okay, this is getting serious because I've got to find someone. That's hard enough, let's be honest. Mm. Then you've got to date and you've got to get to know them better, and then fingers crossed it works, because if it doesn't work, you're back at square one, back on the dating scene. But then you want to spend a couple of years together, maybe go the traditional path of get married, maybe not, whatever, then have the child. So at 33, I remember going, okay, and then I'll be 35, 36, oh gosh. And then you've got news headlines, girls, don't wait too long. You won't be able to have children. That can be like a jackhammer in your head when you're a girl, when you're a woman in your 30s. And in fact, 131060, if there's anyone listening who's experiencing that, has the panic set in right now? Because I've got friends, and I'm prepared to say I was even one of them before I'd had Trixie. You can become obsessed with it. And I've got some girlfriends that are in their 30s and single, and it's an obsession, finding a man, locking him down, having a baby.
So
it's
would
like
you
a
think,
panic.
Would you think in your mind, oh, God, you go out and you have a drink, you want a drink at the bar,
yeah,
and then you look at that guy going, okay, he could be the one I'm going to have a baby with. Not, I'm going to have a relationship, but do you think that?
Yeah,
Straight away you think, oh, I'm going to have a baby. I want
it's a stranger in a bar.
You're not thinking, oh, let's just hang out. You're thinking, because you're getting older, you're going, oh.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you start, when you're particularly in your mid-30s, you're not necessarily always looking for fun. You're thinking about, is he somebody that I could have? And what is another interesting flip side of this, because I remember when I was about 28 and I met my boyfriend at that time and he was in his mid-30s, oh, Why are you laughing?
Just, a lot of boyfriends.
No, well, it's the same one, actually. Oh, it's the same one. Just trying to protect his identity. Oh. But I remember when we started dating and he was relieved because he'd just broken up with his ex who was in her 30s. And I remember him saying to me, oh, it's just such a relief. I can't date any more girls in their 30s because they all want to have babies.
Really? So,
wow. Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's an unspoken thing. I think we don't necessarily talk about it, but I would love some girls to open up. Are you right now in a panic? I mean, Sophie Monk's just talked about it. Maybe you can relate to that.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Sophie Monk opened up last night on the telly about her heartbreak over the relationship with Stu Lowndie not working, and she's now moving her priorities. So she's not necessarily looking for love like as she was when she was on The Bachelorette. Now she wants to be a mum and she's going to go down that path. She's very seriously considering having a baby on her own. And so it's 38 and it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for women in their 30s who are struggling to find love and a committed relationship to start thinking about those options. And we just said 13, 10, 60. Is there anyone listening who has experienced or is experiencing right now the panic? And I call it the panic because I've got enough girlfriends that are pulling their hair out. Can't find a man. Want a baby. What do I do? And it is like an actual panic. Dee from Glen Huntly. Hi, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Dee. How are you? And are you experiencing the panic right now?
A little bit. Not too much. Not too much. Like, it's not like, oh my God, I need to have kids. Like, it will happen at the right time, you know. I'm not desperate, which is really important. I'm just living life every day, enjoying life, enjoying my freedom, and it's been fine. I've been traveling the world for the past probably 15 years, and it's been great. But I mean, it has crossed my mind that, you know, I've got to be quick, but I don't want to rush into something and then be hurt later on. You know, it has to happen naturally, and I think I prefer I prefer to get married first and then have children. But it really depends on how it works. It really depends if you find the right person and what happens after that. I mean, you can't set a time frame on something like this. It will just happen when it happens.
But, I mean, there is a time frame. That's the awkward part, though, isn't it?
I absolutely hear you. And you've got the right attitude. And that's the attitude you need to have. I don't want to psychoanalyze because I can actually hear you and feel you. But I remember going, I'm fine. No, it's all good. I'll find someone. Because you've got to think like that. Because if you're panicking, people can sense that,
right.
And you're right, Dee, and I think it's really important. You've got to find meaning in other things and you know, take your time to find love. Don't rush love. Don't find the wrong guy and just have a baby. There's so much involved in this process because it's serious. You can miss out on having kids.
Okay, Boxy, I want to get serious.
Okay.
Trixie?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to freeze any eggs? Have you thought about it for a brother or sister? I know you're in a relationship, but would you
I have frozen eggs.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. You have?
Yep. Last year, I did a few rounds of IVF and froze some eggs. Yes.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Well,
thank you for sharing because, I mean, you didn't need to answer it. I'm surprised Fev asked it, but you did answer it. And
we're the show that just keeps on giving.
Yes. Well.
I went through that process because, you know.
And how was that process?
Well, it was really interesting because I made the decision. I thought to myself, okay, well, I may want to have more children in the future. And I turned 40 and I thought, well, I need to explore my options. And I explored the options. So I went through a process of egg collection. And it was, it's difficult. It's not easy. I feel good for that. But like I said, it is literally about making a decision now for the future because I didn't want to be in a position in years to come where maybe I wanted that option and it wasn't there.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to use those eggs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're just there for an option.
Gives you alternatives. Exactly. Well, look, thank you. We could have taken a lot more calls on that. We appreciate Dee's call.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Big day in the Favola house yesterday. School photo day.
Oh, for the girls.
For the girls. Obviously not me because she's finished, but the two little ones had their school photo. So Alex is up early in the morning. She had to be on our show to do a gold about old mate. I can't even remember
Jamie
what his
name is.
I've
forgotten
forgot what his
I
name is.
Now, we are bonded over this.
Now she's following on Instagram. You've cost me. And she's got them all ready because you've got to look pretty because your school photo.
But you want your mum to be Alex from One Runway Room
yes.
when you've got a school photo day.
So the girls are looking schmick.
Yeah, when your mum's a professional makeup artist, that helps.
And it's probably the first time and only time for the year that we, you know, you press their dresses and you get them all looking like schmick. Mm. And so I picked the kids up because obviously I don't have to deal with that in the morning because I'm in here. So I don't have to get their lunches, don't have to get them all pretty and ready for school.
Yeah.
And it's a big day. They were excited about their school photos because they get them for a year. And it's on their ID. Like,
they've got IDs
at
school.
That's your photo. Like, look at my photo.
Yeah.
That's not well.
That's just on your pass to get into the building.
Your hair looked like that when you had that photo taken.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But I thought when I got out in the car, I'd just put the phone on record and ask them how their photos
Oh, this is when you picked them up in the arbor.
This is when I picked them up
in the
arbor.
Okay, so who are we going to listen to first?
Well, listen to Lenny first.
Okay.
These are my kids.
Well, they were really stupid because they made us do sport before We had lunch, which my hair goes crazy after at lunch because I'm running around hot.
My hair goes crazy.
I'm boiling hot and I'm running around and my hair goes all static. And then they made us do sport, which is double the worst. So in my picture, I had like water on my hair trying to put it down.
Oh my God.
So bad.
That is double the worst.
Double the worst. You got to love it. And you can hear little Lulu in the background trying to get in. So I thought I'd give her time to shine.
We went downstairs and then it was the other class's turn. It wasn't our turn. It was like right before lunch. So then we had to walk all the way back upstairs and Mr. E's like, we'll do it straight after lunch. He lied. We had to do a school photo and my hair was static because it was after play.
Did you look pretty though?
Yeah.
How'd you look, Ben?
All right.
I just love that complaining about authority or management happens so young in the Fafola.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
No filter.
Oi, Fev, how many kinnies do you have before the brown light?
No safety net.
There
it is.
Fifi, Fev and Byron go live and dangerous.
Quickly set up how it works, Fifi, and just a quick heads up to anyone calling. Please all turn your radios down, otherwise you'll just get a bunch of feedback of us backing up ourselves through the phone line. So everyone turn your radios down if you're trying to get through.
Okay, the way radio shows usually work, when you call 131060, you speak to the lovely Casey or Tim or Leon and they say, what would you like to talk to the guys about? And then they pop you through. No. We have taken all safety nets off. We have said 131060, call through. And you are going to come live to our desk here in the studio to say or talk about whatever you want.
We also usually set the agenda, Fee and Fev. I mean, we will put the subject out there, but we don't even get to choose that.
It's a little bit dangerous. We're all nervous. And we have a little button in the studio called the dump button. So Byron will ride that very cautiously as we take our first caller. We have no idea who this is, but hello, who's there?
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
Oh, this is Mandy.
Mandy, how are you today?
Good. I can't believe I got on.
I know, you're through. I mean, Mandy, the floor is yours.
Awesome. I just wanted to say hi and hope that I got on. I'm actually waiting to take my son to school at the moment. I'm in Boronia.
Oh, what school is your son going to in Boronia?
Oh, he actually doesn't go in Boronia. He actually goes to Vermont Special School.
Oh, great. And did you just say you're dropping him off?
Oh, yeah. He gets a bus and they take him for me.
Oh, how great is that?
School,
Mad shout-outs. There we go.
Great.
Well, that's beautiful. That's a good start. Let's go on to the next one.
Well, I was going to keep asking Mandy about her day, but okay. Hello, who's there?
Hi, this is Julie.
Hey, Julie. Julie, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to send a really big, huge thank you to my sister and her fantastic husband, if I can, please.
Absolutely. What are you thanking them for?
We've actually just moved back to Australia, so we've missed your show. We've been living overseas in Dubai for the past 3.5 years. And
that must have been tough.
Oh, yeah, it was a hard life. No. So they were fantastic and got our house set up for us and found a rental property for us and moved all our furniture and have really made it easy for us to settle back in. So I couldn't have done it without them. So I want to say a huge thank you to them.
That is so lovely. Well, let's name them. What, who, so in case
Their names are Kerry and Martin DeMitzel.
Well, there you go. That. Kerry and Martin.
And you can what, podcast us from overseas.
Awesome people. How helpful. Julie, that was a lovely message.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, guys. And we missed you guys, so happy to be able to listen to you again.
Well, we love having you back.
That call would never get to air normally. It should, but it never would.
I mean, look, it certainly wasn't a dangerous call. That's one of my favourites.
And that one has that caller hadn't listened to my instructions to turn your radio down, so we'll move on to the next one.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, my name's Steve.
Steve, you are through live on air on the Fox. What would you like to say?
Just want to say you nailed it this morning with your JX, son of a gun. I think the 50-50 has just gone past that. Been hanging the get on and say, you know, play some 90s. They're good hits, and I'm sure you'll keep on playing those good tunes.
Steve, this will need an explanation,
firstly, Steve can call the show any time he likes. In fact, I'll give him his own hotline, because what Steve's done there is, an hour and a half ago, we have a little segment. It's Boxy's Bangers or Feb's Favourites.
Yeah.
Now, I've got the reins at the moment, and the songs, I chose this song this morning.
JX.
I got slammed by a lot of people. A lot of people weren't happy with that. Steve has taken an hour and a half and committed to supporting me in my choice of this JX song. Steve, you are just a legend. Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Look at that.
Sorry, Feb, but, you know, that's how it is.
It is. There we go. The way the life rolls.
Okay, Feb. Scuba Steve.
Now, Feb, what do you reckon? That can't be our last call, can it? Just a nice compliment.
No, get one more.
Wasn't that dangerous today?
We'll go for one more.
Okay. Hello. Who's that out in Melbourne?
Sam, how are you?
Really well, Sam. Sam, the microphone is yours, buddy. Say what you like.
I'd like to send out a big shout out to my wifey, Sharon, that's driving to work at the moment.
Hey, Shazza.
Hi, Shazza. Come on, Byron.
Byron? Do something.
Byron, Shazza. Should I have created a Shazza jingle or something?
Sam,
there we go.
Anything you'd like to say personally to Shazza?
Look, I love you, and I hope to see you at home tonight, and I'll be thinking about you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Love song dedication.
I love that, Sam. That is beautiful. And on that note, it's interesting because I sent my boyfriend a text message last night.
The
D-Man.
The D-Man, yeah.
And I thought it was a really nice romantic text message.
What'd you say?
Doesn't matter. And he wrote back, go to sleep. Now, more of Sam. I want Sam.
Good stuff. Thank you. Live and dangerous. Again, not quite as dangerous, but hey, we got off lightly there. We'll see how we go next week on The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Hey, big news story that was getting about yesterday was about that Brisbane high school that really cracked down on uniform codes at that school. And any child that came to school with shoes that weren't the appropriate footwear were either sent home or some were given detentions. I think one was suspended for having the wrong footwear. So it was a big news story. We discussed it on the project last night. And then I said something. And this is the thing. When you do live radio, live television, you say things. And I hadn't really thought it through.
You had your Kevin Hart moment?
Yeah, I did have a little Kevin Hart moment. It's true. This happened. And I now have to think about it. We actually had to, at my school, have the right appropriate underwear on. Like, that's how far our rules
were. What do you mean?
Like, we had to...
Who's policing that?
Is this the first time you've discussed this?
It is, actually. Yeah, we had to wear navy white undies, and we had undie checks.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on, who's doing your undie checks?
What? Because I've never thought about it. And only when I went with Carrie and Pete's and Waleed's reaction, I thought, oh, hang on, is that not right? When I was at school, so we were primary school kids, and I must point out, a girls' school with female teachers, and at the start of the day, you'd stand in a line and they'd go along and look at your shoes and your socks and then lift your skirt to check you had the right undies on.
This is a thing because I tweeted, I looked at all the Twitter, the Twitter sphere, and people were agreeing.
What?
Oh, this
with
is because the funny thing
it's
was,
a thing.
When I said it, I regretted it, not because it happened, but I regretted it because I went, oh, hang on, is that something that was wrong or bad? And I've never really thought about it because it was fine. I'm telling you, it was fine. But then, meltdown on Twitter because everyone going, yeah, we had undie checks too. Because I started to go, did I imagine it? Did that? Because it was just what happened at school.
We had uniform checks at my school
at
St. Francis, and you had to have your shoes polished, your shirt tucked in. Boys had to have the tie. And if you didn't have the appropriate attire, you got sent home. So I used to rock up occasionally without a tie, because I knew I'd get sent home.
Sure.
But then they caught on to me. So when I didn't go in with a tie, they had a spare one for me to put on. I was like, ah, it's not going to work anymore,
yeah,
is it?
Well,
we used to have the same, but there was no undie check.
No underwear check.
If I remember, if a girl was hanging upside down on the monkey bars in the playground, or red undies, you're in trouble.
Wow.
Like it was actually a thing.
Wow.
And I'm so glad Twitter got involved because I started to think, oh my goodness, is this just, was that some random thing that happened to me? So 131060, I'm interested, because I grew up in Melbourne, obviously. Maybe there's other schools in Melbourne that had undie checks.
Yeah, I don't want to believe Twitter. We need to hear this. We need to hear people actually saying, yes, Fifi, we also had underpants checks at our school.
Well, did you
have
a code? There was actually, you had to wear certain types of undies.
Okay.
I'm actually glad we didn't have undies checks at our school, Fifi and Byron, because I just started wearing undies. I never wore it. So it would have been stuffed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we actually, when you joined this radio show, it was mandated, please wear underwear.
Yeah, first time ever.
Yeah, you need to start doing that. 131060, we'll come back to your calls, or will we?
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
What about our very own Fifi Box last night on the project? In a chat about school shoe checks, she drops this absolute bombshell.
We actually had to, at my school, have the right appropriate underwear on. Like we had, that's how far our rules
are. What do you mean?
Like we had to...
Who's policing that?
Is this the first time you've discussed this?
It is actually. Yeah, we had to wear navy white undies and we had undie checks.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Who's doing your undie checks? What?
Carrie, what?
I know. And because of Carrie's reaction, I did have that moment where I went, oh, my goodness, what? This was wrong or something. Or maybe it was only my school, maybe only my class. And I started to panic live on television. And then Twitter melted down with everyone going, no, me too, me too. And I suddenly went, it wasn't just me that had the teachers pulling up my skirt and having a look to check that I had the right.
Doesn't sound right. Don't say it like that.
It doesn't sound right, but it happened. And apparently it has happened at other schools. Bree in Pasco Vale. Hi, Bree.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Bree. Bree, did this happen to you too? Did you have undie checks?
To be honest, I think it might be an Australian-wide thing because I'm actually from Brisbane originally and I went to two private schools there, and both private schools, primary school and high school, we did have to wear matching knickers.
Yeah,
I don't understand how this is relevant.
Well, I know.
If you wore pink knickers, how are people going to know?
I agree. It's funny, isn't it, Bree? Because I think that now too. I think it doesn't matter what you never knickers aren't relevant, but for whatever reason, it was. I don't know.
Surely this has gone out now. There wouldn't be schools doing it now.
After
this must have
gone
been
out. Maybe okay. Did a little bit of an accident and they turned brown.
Oh, thank you.
That was so unnecessary.
I had to be said.
Mary,
get out. You need to leave.
Thank you for that, Bree. Mary in Eltham. Hi, Mary.
Hi,
Mary. Did you have a code around the sort of undies you needed to wear at school?
Yeah, we actually did. I was on school council and we were having problems. It was a co-ed primary school at this stage and the grade 6 girls were starting to wear G-strings.
Oh,
no, so okay, that's not right.
We had that problem. So we had to go in as a council, school council, and put in a new policy that they weren't allowed to have those G-strings on.
Yeah.
So Mary, then, can I ask, how did you police it? Because that requires lifting up a girl's skirt, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we went to those degrees, but at least we had that in place. And obviously it was an education thing in the classroom. So.
What colour did the knickers have to be?
There was no colour code. We weren't
there's no acceptable coloured G-string. I mean,
Foxy was saying it was navy. What did you say yours was?
Navy or white undies.
Right. So that's specific.
That was a separate problem that Mary's school council
we didn't have LG
banger
dealing
in
with
primary school. Jason in Broadford. Hi, Jace.
G'day, Fifi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Jace. Jace, did you have an undie code at school?
Yeah, we actually, we had to wear white briefs at our school, and the teachers would just kind of pull the back of your shorts back to see if you had them on, and if you didn't, they had a replacement pair ready for you to go put on.
What's going on here?
It's amazing.
But it's not like the kids are models wearing their Calvin Klein. Like, you're not dropping your trousers halfway down yet. Like, why? What does it matter?
I'm so glad everyone called because I hadn't accessed that memory until I was live on television last night. And as I accessed it, I suddenly went, in 2018, that is so wrong to be checking kids' undies.
Really wrong.
But It was a it may be still a thing.
No, it couldn't be. Anyway.
Undies.
Brown ones.
No!
Stop it. Grow up.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fev, I am so worried that if we keep going the way we are, we, as a radio show, are going to have no friends. We are losing
do we have,
them.
Do we have
I
any?
Hope we've got a couple left. We're losing them at a rate of knots.
Why is that, Boxy?
Okay, this
what
all started. You did something, and I back you in. You just told a story about how, before Danny Green went into the jungle, you were in a hotel room with Chock, Anthony Mundine, Danny Green, and they gave each other a hug, and you went, oh, okay, there's no feud there. So Danny Green heard this. He's fired up to news.com. Biggest story read on news.com last week.
Well,
Fev apparently lied. Danny's calling him delirious. And then Danny rang and left this message for us.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Hey, Fev, I hope you had some sleep because you seem to be a bit delirious lately. But, hey, get in the blower and keep me in.
Oh, wow. He wants us to pick fights with heavyweight boxers.
Vote for him as well.
Then next, Julia Morris, she's been interviewed about the show. Waleed Ali asks her a question, and then she had this to say about Fev.
Rumours are that these two are actually best of friends, and this whole rivalry is a bit of a sham. Were there any signs that you could see of a possible friendship?
Here's the thing about a rumour like that. It was started by Fev. So I love how it's been picked up by news people everywhere. I'm like, everyone's done their research by the sound of it.
So you've then said Julia Morris is dead to you. Then you had a shot at Carrie because she innocently just giggled and laughed.
Is this my Kevin Hart moment?
And then, I don't know what's happening, but we've got to keep up because then you said Carrie was dead to you because she laughed. So then you and Carrie have had a spat on the show.
And now apparently she's done.
You cannot possibly have a shot at Carrie. Well,
Sam,
to the show.
You're dead to me, mate.
What did you laugh for, Carrie? Wasn't that funny?
It's called a supportive laugh. You could learn to do them occasionally too, yeah?
There we go.
He thinks he's worried about Danny Green. He should be more worried about
me,
mate.
Oh,
no.
Oh, jeez.
Ouch.
Ouchie. It's starting to sting, Fev.
Ouch.
Now, I just thought, okay, you've picked all these fights. We're on the outs.
Can we start to love people now? Or?
Well, I thought, no, let's rip the Band-Aid off. No. But before, we'll go back to loving people. Before, let's rip the Band-Aid off, Fev. Okay. I want to talk about the jungle. You are king of the jungle. Is there anyone else you'd just like to have very honest, share your thoughts about honestly with? And maybe have a pot shot at.
Maybe say something nice about one of them.
Okay. There is there's a footballer in there at the moment, Josh Gibson.
Yes.
What do you think about Josh Gibson?
Oh, he's a good fella, but but what? Mate, when I used to obviously play on him because he was a fullback. And I was it's a bit like I was more guaranteed than Santa Claus rocking up on Christmas Day to kick a bag of goals on him.
Okay, so
like, I'd literally just play quarter and a half, six or seven snags, and I'll just doze off for the rest of it.
You said to me yesterday you'd have a big night out because you knew he was.
I'd
no
get
problem
home at 3 in the morning,
day.
Have a Savlaki on the way home because I knew I was playing on him. But that's not, so you mean he's not okay. A good player.
You look at your AFL record, you'd see Gibbo, and you'd go out and have a few drinks.
Probably. Now, come on. Everybody loves Knowlesy. Shannon Knowlesy's coming across so well. I'm loving Shannon in the jungle.
One of Australia's
what a nice guy.
Great singers.
They're saying.
They did suggest that. What about Shannon? You must love Shannon.
I do love Shannon. He's a great guy. Remember last year when they sent me down to Crazy Horse and I sang What About Me in front of him?
That's right.
The strip club in Adelaide where he was infamously thrown out of.
And I beat him in Dance with the Stars.
Yeah, okay.
Stop it.
He's a good guy, though.
He's a good guy. Okay, there we go. You've not said anything too controversial. Kerry Armstrong.
Yeah, she's having pots at people.
Yeah, I know.
She's throwing Kylie under the bus, Nicole Kidman.
Not our Kylie.
So is she done? Kerry's done?
Done.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Fev, you're armed with a copy of our favourite magazine. We can't get enough of this one, Fev. You've got your copy there of Woman's Day.
Yeah, we get them every Monday and we flick through and every week one Fifi box pops up doing something. But this week she's popped up giving the cold shoulder and I'm thinking,
who have I given the cold shoulder?
Good headline.
And then it says, Fifi Box, we've got all our favourite wardrobe and Fifi is in her trusty cutout top, perfect for work and play.
So it's a cutout top.
So
their observation, Fev, a new idea, and there are a range of pictures here over the years, has identified a trend in Fifi's fashion choice, which involves an off-the-shoulder, revealing the shoulder, and so she's giving the cold shoulder over
and
the years.
And there's only four pictures. And in one of them, she's with Fox FM's Carrie, and she's got an off the shoulder as well. But
no, she didn't get mentioned.
Didn't get mentioned.
Me. Just
so
me
I thought
my...
I'd go into the trend of it, and I've cut out my T-shirt because Boxy does have an off the shoulder
well,
on today.
Well, I did. I'm. That's me basically saying what I think about that article. Mm. I think they're trying to say to me that I'm out of fashion because clearly there are photos of me there with a shoulder cut out from the last few years. And I've even worn a dress that I wore, yes, at Trixie's, what is that, third birthday party.
There we
this
go.
Is over a year old. There I don't go. Care. I've got my shoulder cutouts and I'm happy with shoulder cutouts. And maybe the trend has passed, but I'm fine. I'm embracing my shoulder cutout. Some girls like cleavage. I like a little peekaboo shoulder. What can
little
I say?
Peek-a-boo, little peekaboo. I would have gone more down the lines of the bottom photo when you have a butterfly on your head with a hat. Interesting.
Yeah, that was. Let me have a look. I mean, it's just amazing. It must be a very slow news week for somebody to have noticed every time I'm wearing a cutout shoulder.
Well, you're next to Carl, who's.
Well, he's had a busy week.
$200,000 Mercedes has broken down.
There's more going on there. Look, what we've done, and this is beautiful. I assume it's a who wore it better type concept at Fifi Fev Byron. But what Fev has done with his T-shirt today, where he's cut the holes out of the shoulders, I mean, this could be a new trend for men.
Do you know what's annoying about that? He looks better than me. Cut out shoulders.
Yeah, Fifi Byron on Instagram. Have a look.
Fev falls on his feet. Standard. You've never looked better.
Standard.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We are two nights away from the opening ceremony for the Winter Olympics over in South Korea.
How exciting, Boxy.
It's very exciting and we have a very close contact to one of our medal favourites. In fact, one of the most successful Winter Olympians we've ever had is over there at the moment training. His name's Scotty James.
He's
Nicky's
cool.
been mentioning him through the news this morning.
He's
is
cool.
also
a
cool. Brother to our assistant to our executive producer, Tim James. Hi, Tim.
Morning, guys.
Now, Tim, for people who don't remember the background, because we've been living this sibling rivalry for a long time now, and who could forget the time that your mum had to decide who she liked more, you or your very successful brother, Scotty?
Cool, brother.
Newly crowned snowboard world champion Scotty James has returned home.
The Aussie, Scotty James, who's coming in hot.
Scotty James!
Thanks for having me.
Look at these stats. You were the youngest male Olympian in 50 years to compete. You're also the brother of our senior producer, Tim James, here on the show.
Hey, guys.
How are you? G'day, Tim.
Scotty, we have a lot of laughs here because you're a young, high overachiever. It'd be very hard to be your brother. So we're going to find out once and for all... Who is the most popular sibling? Scotty James, Olympic snowboarder, or his brother, Tim? It's all up to Celia James.
We're going
to
call Mum.
Yeah, this is about to happen.
Brilliant.
Here's the experiment. We got you, Tim, to ring your mum last week to set up a date. Then we thought, let's get Scotty to ring and try to set up a date at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hey, Mum, it's Scotty. What are you doing tomorrow morning? It's like this mother-son breakfast Olympian thing.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, should be good.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All righty, see you, Mum.
See you, love you.
Love you, bye.
Still hurts.
Oh, Celia.
Mum did hesitate.
No. Scotty said, what are you doing tomorrow? And she said nothing faster than lightning.
Okay.
Now, Tim, I don't want to make life worse for you, but Fev, you've got a little announcement you'd like to share with Tim.
Yes, some breaking news, Tim. Probably an Australian athlete, probably the biggest honour they can have other than winning a medal is walking in to the stadium in front of the world, not just as a participant, but carrying... our national flag. Lauren Jackson did it in the Summer Olympics.
Oh, sorry, who could forget that? Still, that memory's etched on my brain. You never forget that
and
stuff.
And now Scotty James will be announced.
Oh, dear.
The flag bearer.
This is extraordinary.
Of the 2018 Winter Olympics.
Unconfirmed. Unconfirmed. rumours and gossip so far, what I've heard. Unconfirmed.
Hey, Tim, I mean, Scotty's over there. He's preparing to win a gold medal. What are you doing today?
Well, I've got a. You guys need some jaffles after the show, so I'll be getting those.
Thank you, Tim. Also, kicking goals.
We hope you love that Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up. You'll also love ultra fast NBN with iPrimus on supercharged speed for 24 months. Or you can leave within 30 days with no termination fees. Visit iPrimus.com.au.